Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sports News Now with Oisin Coyne.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. Well, a blissful, sensational, chaotic night in Paris. So many words to describe the five-minute window of sport we experienced last night as Ireland doubled its medal tally at the Paralympic Games to 4. Limerick teenager Roisin Nireen bagged her second medal of the Games. She added a bronze to her personal haul in the final of the women's 200-metre individual medley SM13, finishing in a time of 2 minutes 27.47 seconds in the pool. And she still got an opportunity to win more.
Well, I've only read one message and it's from my sister, and she said you nearly gave us a heart attack. So yeah, no, it was definitely a really, really close finish, but you know, that's what I've been training for. You know, every single time in the pool, I just kind of, whenever we're doing paired IM sets like that, you know, I just think to myself, don't want to lose this one, can't lose again. So that's always going through my mind, and so I think that's kind of, I used that today, and I was on the right side of it tonight.
Hey, bronze, silver, will you complete the collection before we depart Paris?
I mean, you know, the breaststroke for me, not tomorrow but the next day, it's a bit of fun. I love racing 100 breaststroke. I'm really glad that it's at the end of this. It's always an event where I just go into the call room and I just sit down, chill out and chat. So, you know, I think that makes it really nice to be able to finish on an event like that. And, you know, when you're relaxed, you can swim fast. So that's kind of my only aim going into Thursday, is to be able to finish on a high and for me to be able to come away with a smile on my face.
Roisin Nireen there speaking to Eamon Horan. Now, in a few moments' time, we will be hearing from another great yesterday in Paris. Orla Comerford will be coming up in a few moments on the show. She secured bronze in the women's 100 metres T13 at the Stade de France, just moments after Roisin's final in the pool in a time of 11.94 seconds, just outside her PB. And afterwards, she gave a great reaction when asked if she could comprehend what she's achieved.
I don't think I have. I'm just more and more confused. I think I felt every emotion, so I'm just really enjoying this, and it's so special to have my family and my friends here, and you know, it's amazing.
You won't have seen the crowds outside, but the party has already started.
Oh, I'd expect nothing less of that gang. I'm excited to join them.
I'm sure you are, but you know, can you take me through the race from your point of view?
Yeah, I think, look, it is hard to remember much of it, to be honest. I think I got out well and aggressive, and I tried to hold, and I just didn't have it in the legs when it mattered most, and that makes me hungry. It does. I think there's more there, and I, you know, standing there with a medal, like, it's an incredible privilege, it's an honour, but it also makes me hungry, you know.
And that's a wonderful interview there with Orla. And a reminder, we do have her coming up in the show in a few moments' time. Now, no let up in the action as Team Ireland focus on the road cycling today for day seven. Joining me on the line now, live from Paris, is our reporter, Siobhan Madigan. Siobhan, we already have some action happening this morning.
Yeah, after a remarkable night, which, as you say, produced not one but two medals last night, Ireland's tally could yet swell further today. The action is already underway. Roscommon's Rochelle Timothy in action out in the eastern suburbs in the C1 individual time trial. The former soccer international has just completed the 14.1 kilometre course. Her time, 24 minutes and 32 seconds. It won't be good enough to be in the medal shake when the final tallies are made. Indeed, the road is the focus of much of the attention for the Irish today. Waterford's Damien Vericker and his pilot Mitchell McLaughlin go in the B time trial from 12:30. From there, it's the big one. The defending champion Katie George Dunleavy aiming for medal two here in Paris and potentially a seventh overall. She's partnered today by Linda Kelly, with both having overcome injury this season to take the start line. The highly decorated pilot Eve McChrystal rides today with Offaly woman Josie Helian, also in that B time trial. Ireland expects a medal from this. The colour of it has yet to be determined. Weather out on the roads today, well, it looks good. It's a mild day here in Paris. Very little wind to speak of, so perfect for a medal assault. Out in Versailles, there was no luck for the Irish in the para dressage yesterday. This afternoon, Sarah Slattery opens her campaign in the Grade 5 category, while back on the track, Galway woman Shauna Bouquet goes in the final event of her three here in Paris. The Crockwell Wheeler will line up in the women's T54 100-metre semi-finals, and the final, if she progresses, is scheduled for later this evening.
Brilliant stuff, Siobhan. Thank you. Now on to soccer, and Piemont United begin their Women's Champions League campaign this morning. They're in Croatia to face Belarusian side Dynamo BGU in the round one semi-final. That kicks off at 10 o'clock Irish time. And Galway United will look to close the gap on Shelburne and Athlone at the top of the SSC Airtricity Women's Premier Division. Just 4 points off second place Shell's Phil Trill's side. Take on Treaty United at AM&DC Park, where kickoff is at 7:30. And in cycling, Ben O'Connor takes a slender 5 second lead into the 17th stage at the Vuelta a España. There's just two secondary category climbs en route in today's finish in Santander. Corkman Eddie Dunbar begins the day 15th on general classification. Well, stage one of the Ross de Man gets underway today, with riders beginning the first of 6 stages, facing a 74-kilometre ride from Kilkenny Rugby Club to Callan at 4:45 this evening. And finally, in horse racing, there's a 7-race card in Kilbeggan this afternoon, with the first off there at 2:15.
Oisín, thank you very much indeed.